gives me great pleasure to introduce a pretty awesome person from our park meeting. We all love very much, Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy, alcoholic. 9/2/22 is my sobriety date. Very grateful to be sober. I invited God with me, so hopefully that will keep me on track. You know, I was thinking before the meeting, I don't ever plan anything out, but I'll tell you what, I was born in 1964. I'm adopted, and my mother and father named me Stacy after Princess Anastasia. And I grew up as a princess, just to have you know, in small town Iowa. I was told I was chosen from a young age. I grew up in a very healthy household. I grew up in a town of 2,500 people. I lettered 9 times in high school and varsity. That's pretty easy to do in the small town. But I was very athletic. I did ballet for 8 years, although you would never know it because I trip and fall all the time. I'm a little bit clumsy. I was given every opportunity in life to succeed. I am college educated. I was an officer in the Army. I'm still telling the truth, Jaja. I was a single mom. I got sober originally in 1998 and stayed sober for 11 years and 11 months, and I was a high-bottom drunk. I went through the Book of Alcoholics Anonymous word by word with a dictionary, with my sponsor, and with the concordance, and said I was an alcoholic. I knew I was a drug addict, but I said I was an alcoholic because that's what they told me to do. And today I can tell you that I am a real alcoholic. The minute that I put alcohol into my system, I don't go on an overnight bender. I go for 4 or 5 years and I start drinking. I went from not having that experience with alcohol to a woman that drank straight from the bottle, having a full bottle, a gallon jug of vodka next to the bed or wherever I was at, stuck in the couch, straight from the bottle, 24/7, or White Zinfandel, or, you know, I couldn't get out of the Trader Joe's parking lot without going ahead and opening up the 2-buck chuck, Cabernet Sauvignon, whatever it was, you know, and I couldn't get out of the parking lot without drinking. I had my first DUI in 2012. After 6 days prior, I had a public intox and a shoplifting charge at Home Depot with 2 big bags of potting soil because I was going to go gardening that day, and I was in a blackout. And so I got arrested in the parking lot. 2 minutes later, I would have been a DUI too because I would have put the keys into the car. And so that was my first real experience with like getting arrested or having real trouble behind drugs and alcohol. However, you know, they talk about in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, they talk about the yets. You're eligible too. And I went from being a corporate person, a single mother, a football mom, a, you know, upstanding citizen, to a woman that found herself on the 405 off Englewood Avenue living in a tent, spending 2 years at LAX near the airport living in a tent, not having drinking water, not having a shower. I found out that I was only married for 3.5 years, and found out while I was out on the streets that my husband had been shot and killed. And my response to that was, well, I guess I don't have to get a divorce. Because by that time, I was so beaten down. I was assaulted on the streets. And had to live there, so there wasn't much I could do about it. And the police didn't really care about a homeless, drunk, drug addict, alcoholic woman that really had no evidence, only knew street names. And, when you have fallen that far, what I like to call from grace, when you have fallen that far from grace and the alcohol and the drugs have taken over to the point that you can no longer defend yourself, nor do you have the willpower, the knowledge, or the or believe that anybody's going to believe you. And the truth of the matter is, at that point, I chose drugs and alcohol over the truth because I had no other way to survive except for drinking and using. And I had a head full of Alcoholics Anonymous at this point prior. So I knew, but I had a belly full of drugs and alcohol. And I knew what I was doing was the end of the road, you know. I recycled for a living. I went and I dug through trash to get, you know, cans and bottles so that I could get enough money for my drugs and my alcohol. Catholic Charities provided food so I could eat. There was plenty of food on the streets. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of resources out there if you're homeless. There's actually plenty of resources. And fortunately, I was a veteran, and there's a lot of resources for veterans. But you know what? If you don't have the willingness to put down the drink and take a chance at sobriety again, it's a real, real shitty place to be. And I got off the streets. I got sober again, and I got lonely. You know what? I started working the steps. I got a sponsor. But I got lonely, and I chased a boy, and I went to the mountains, and I lived, and I was very, very isolated, and I put myself in a very abusive situation, and I became delusional. You know what? Drugs are part of my story, and I used methamphetamines and marijuana every single day. You know, I went from getting sober again. This is my fourth time having a year in, you know, sobriety. But I went from having absolutely nothing in my system to overnight a 4.5 year run again, you know. And I became, I would see portholes. I sat and I read the Bible in my house alone when I moved out of the boy's house that was abusing me and moved into my own place and had people coming through there all the time. Stealing from me. It was just a real small community and they didn't really like outsiders for all I know, you know. However, I will tell you what, I had a burning bush experience with God. I had an absolute burning bush experience with God. And so what that did for me is it saved my life. I found myself on the streets of Bakersfield. I had lost a brand new truck that I had just bought a year and a half before that I was making $725 a month payments on, and I had no idea what happened to it. I had significant PTSD, and I found myself like in a blackout that I didn't know. I couldn't get back to the mountains where the rest of my stuff was. I couldn't get off the street. I still had money in my pocket. But somehow I got a couple of days sober. I had pedal edema, so I could not walk. I was on my hands and my knees walking across the street to a hospital, begging for help. And you know what? The great thing about it is, and I want to tell you, I have such love and joy in my life that it's not all bad, you know? I'm one of those people that I have the ability to relate to somebody that goes to the office every day and comes home to their wife or their husband and their family and still has all that and maybe, you know, has a drinking or drugging problem. And I have the ability to also relate to that person that's on the street and doesn't know how the hell to get off. So I count my blessings about that because somewhere I went to... I picked up the phone at the hospital and I called a sober living in Bakersfield and I begged for somebody to please just, can you come get me? And they did. They came and got me And I got a couple years or a couple months sober over there. And then finally the VA got me into a facility out here in Napomo. And I tell you what, I had to stay for 5 months. Some of us are sicker than others. And I couldn't, I went to every single meeting with a coloring book because I couldn't lift my head and look anybody in the eye. I had done things that I had never thought I would do. I had allowed people to treat me in a way that I was not raised to do that, you know? I was raised with love and a family, and you know what? I don't know where my family is. I know where my son is. My son called me while I was sitting over there because he's over in Hawaii right now, and the whole family's together for a baby shower, and I told him, when you get to the baby shower, call me on Facebook or, you know, on FaceTime so I could see everybody. So, of course, he calls right at 7 o'clock. So I said, I can't talk right now, you know? But you know what? I'll tell you what. Had I not gotten sober, my son used to bring me candy out on the streets. He lives in Torrance. And he would bring me candy or money or bring me food. He wouldn't bring me money because he knew what I would do with the money. But he would bring me, you know, candy or and somehow, some way, you know, I raised that kid myself. And he knew that no matter what, he always tells me, no matter what, Mom, I love you. But he also had to remove himself from me because it was unbearable to watch that. To have your mom on the streets and you have a home to go to, you know? And I'll tell you, I was pissed off at my husband because I knew that when I had to get a restraining order on him because alcohol took things to a level that was unsafe, he had a place to go in Texas with his mom and dad. And I had a place to go too. I had a place on the side of the freeway in my tent. And I was pissed that he had air conditioning. And I was, you know, living on the streets with people that I wouldn't be caught having lunch with. But I had to make my way. I had to survive out there. And I did. And you know what? God, I had a sponsor that told me when I originally got sober that God is pleased with me today because I didn't have a relationship with God anymore. But I did. I spent 4 years reading the Bible because I had never read the Bible before. I was raised Catholic, and we didn't read the Bible. But I tell you what, I've been praying my ass off. Please, God, please. And my prayers used to be every day, please, 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 God, help me, help me, help me. Today, my prayers are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that I just woke up from that nightmare that I just had. I woke up, and it was a nightmare. It's not reality. Today, I can see reality. And you know what? I mean, I'm actually unrecognizable from a year ago. I'm probably unrecognizable from 7 months ago. My biggest complaint is I'm fat because I eat too much, because that's what I have, am filling up my feelings with. But you know what? It's a lot better than the alternative. It's a lot better than the alternative. So I got a lot more to my story, but that's all we get tonight. So thank you so much for letting me share. If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, I encourage you to keep coming back and find somebody to take you through the big book because the answers are in the steps. The answers are in the big book. The answers are being of service. The answers are the fellowship. The answers are not and God. Primarily for me, it's God. Thanks for letting me share.
All right. We have another hand up. Stacy there.